sorry, over to, what's his name down there? I forgot your name. What's his name? W9NHE, go.
Yeah, okay, George, thank you. W9GKZ, W9NHE, Milwaukee, the name is Ted. And I'm going to enlighten you first a little bit before I give you some information. If you remember when you first started the net, that if I checked in on a non-vintage radio, as long as I had a story to tell about AES's old days, and of course I got hundreds of those, so therefore I have a double FT-101EE downstairs, but I can't go downstairs at the moment because I'm babysitting two dogs. One is my son's and one is mine, and if I leave the both of them up here alone, they'll tear the house apart. So therefore, the one don't like going down the basement steps. My son's dog, he's afraid because it's only a puppy-like, but they sure could tear up the place together, the both of them. So, in fact, they start growling, and they're doing that right now. They're chewing on each other and growling. And anyway, I don't know if you can hear them in the background, but I am checking in on a different type radio because I'm upstairs. But I do have a story for you, Pat, if you want it real quick before I get what I'm running over.
Okay, Ted, go.
All right. Well, years ago when Terry, W9DIA, owner of Amateur Electronic Supply, purchased a brand new jet boat, which was a 21-foot inboard engine, V8 engine, and it was a jet drive instead of prop. So after trying the boat out a couple of times, dog, stop humping. Cat, down. Okay, the jet boat, we took it out on Lake Winnebago and wanted to see how it would do. Well, the thing really got up and moved. Holy cows, I'm telling you, your lips flapped like an Irish setter when you looked over the side in the car. But anyway, he said, well, you want to try your water skis behind it? So we let the rope out and I put the skis on and I jumped in and he took off nice and easy and I got up on the skis and was skiing along and all of a sudden he decided to open it up. Well, he put that throttle right against the bottom, and I'm telling you, I swear to God, I was skiing down Highway 41 behind a vehicle on a trailer hitch going 70 miles an hour. I was afraid to let go. I didn't know what the heck was going to happen. I mean, it was like concrete at that speed, and all of a sudden I fell back, and I was laying on my back on the skis with my knees up. And all of a sudden, I felt a severe pain in my guts, and I let go, and I skidded across the surface for about 100 yards before I came to a stop. And, man, I got the world's longest enema, W9NHE.
Woo!
Funny.
I'm lucky he didn't kill you.
My God.
Do we have to picture this?
Anyway, I'm on a 746 Pro back to net.
You're still getting bored, Ted.
Hey, now you know why they call Stinky Point, Stinky Point.